I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Mike Shope.
I go into nice family restaurants and I see people throwing this name around and pretending as though everything is just fine. I'm talking about boneless chicken wings. I propose that we as a city remove the...
And the Bulldog...
Boneless chicken wings are just chicken tenders, which are already boneless. I don't go to order boneless tacos. I don't go and order boneless club sandwiches. I don't ask for boneless auto repair. It's just what's expected.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I propose that we rename boneless wings in the city of Lincoln. We can call them buffalo-style chicken tenders. We can call them wet tenders. We can call them saucy nugs or trash.
On WGR.
We can take these steps and show the country that we understand that we've been living a lie for far too long. And we know it because we feel it in our bones.
Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back. Talking about Cleveland and Denver, tonight's teams, each with its own interesting quarterback quandary. Denver, who's the future? Neither guy. I don't think anybody thinks Bridgewater... They had a playoff year. Maybe they become one of those teams where, like, let's keep it going. But, and they could. And then Drew Lock is, I guess, over, at least for Denver. Because they've
got to be now.
Got
to
be now.
You replaced him with Bridgewater. You're not going going to prop him up again. I mean, that's got to be. It's got to be over. I predict that they'll go wild. You know, the Aaron Rodgers, Deshaun Watson, whatever, they'll get in on everything that they can possibly get in on if Watson makes it to the offseason. I don't
Might not.
Predict they're going to trade for Watson now, necessarily. I guess they could, but I think they'll be, you know, they'll be hot and heavy in the quarterback market if there's big-time names moving around.
And
Wilson, even.
And the Browns, who have to decide on Mayfield, and right now as a kind of a Super Bowl darling pick, 3-3. Mayfield's hurt. A lot of other guys are hurt too. So even with him or without him, your team is really compromised here. I mean, they're a run-oriented offense, which is its own consideration with respect to Mayfield. Chubb is out. Kareem Hunt is out. Odell Beckham appears to be out for this game tonight. And linemen too. Like, they are really ravaged. Appreciate how lucky and you know, it's probably a little bit more than luck, but the Bills are not in that state. And here's a team like the Browns, like you spend your whole offseason getting excited. They're like us, right? We haven't been able to get excited like this for so long, and now we've got it. We've got a good team and everything. And then you get into, like, it's not even Halloween yet, and you've lost a close game to the Chiefs. You lost a close game to the Chargers. Arizona's undefeated. You lost to them, and everybody's hurt now. Like, just what does it look like now? Very different.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah, it does remind you that a season can get away from you in a hurry. I mean, there's still a lot of time left, you know, and we'll see about none of the guys that are hurt are out for the year, at least most of them anyway, right? It's all just like week-to-week type stuff. So, you know, maybe, just put your head down and get through. They have lost games to tough teams and, you know, try to hang on, but the injuries make it hard. You know, and like losing your starting quarterback for even a week and then trying to get him back out there compromised. But you'd have to be given a hell of a pep talk to keep your spirits up about it, I think, right now, if you're into Cleveland.
Cleveland, a 1.5-point favorite at home tonight against Denver with Case Keenum at quarterback. Keenum played for Denver, too.
Yep.
What would the Bills be favored by against Denver at home tonight if it were Trubisky? 5?
Boy.
How about 5? How does 5 sound?
Sure. Yeah.
What do you think, Joe?
Not in a position to argue with
7.
You on that.
More?
7. Wow.
7.
I would still say the Bills have a better quarterback.
Than Denver?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
And the Bills are home, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never been in on Denver.
Let's do something.
From the start.
Let's do something.
No.
You guys have a minute?
No.
Just flat no.
I feel like my daughter. Hey, I have an idea. What do you think? No.
No.
Like, that's you don't even know what it is
no.
yet.
Here.
Why is she saying no?
Come
to me?
Closer. No.
Hey, Garnet, you want to do something? No. Well, I have an idea. I have a great idea. You're going to love it. Okay. No.
Yeah.
No. No, she's not always like that. All right. I'm like that, actually, probably as much as anybody in my house. I have the power rankings in my hand from yesterday.
Okay.
Yep. I'm gonna start at number one. You guys tell me, this could be fun. You guys tell me who each team's starting quarterback next year, week one, is. Ready?
Okay.
You can hear I'm not lying yep. when I say I have the power rankings.
These are AFC power rankings.
AFC.
No,
yeah.
No one. I mean, come on. We're an AFC town.
We might
figure out the NFC. Go to Minnesota. You want to hear about it.
Bi-week radio. I was thinking about doing NFC at some point. People love it.
I mean, I do know about that conference.
Yeah, we've watched those games, right?
Yeah.
We're not from Wisconsin or Detroit.
Right.
All right. Baltimore.
I'm going to go with Lamar Jackson.
Me
even
too.
Though he also doesn't have a contract extension yet.
Did not get the contract.
Yeah.
Jackson. Buffalo.
I think Josh Allen's pretty safe.
Chargers.
Same with Herbert.
Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Top four. We're quarter of the way
not
through.
Even,
there's
I'm not
no
even
question.
Saying his name. Just move along.
Pass. There's no question about anybody yet through the top four. Tennessee.
I think that I think is pretty solid too.
I do too. I'm assuming he's signed. I don't know.
Yeah, he is. He got after that big year, because he was running out when he got there, and they gave him something. It's not insane, and it might be getting close. Was it only like 3 years?
It was.
I don't know.
It was a 4-year deal where they could basically get out of the fourth year if they wanted. They're in year two of that. So next year, yeah, he's got a $39 million cap hit. And a $57 million dead cap figure.
Tannehill.
Yeah.
Six.
$39 million. Yeah, go ahead.
6, Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Burrow.
Sure.
Top 6 are easy. 7, Vegas.
New coach.
I think Carr's been impressive.
I think it's going to be too hard. Well, I mean... You know, whoever pays the most will get, like, who ends up being available, right? I mentioned Wilson even as I would say that is a long shot, but I don't know. I still see that mentioned as a possibility, like his disdain for the organization or the front office, whatever was causing his name to be in the rumor mill this offseason could resurface again.
They were also on the Aaron Rodgers list
right.
in the offseason.
Is he signed?
Carr has one more year after this, 0 dead cap.
So that's up in the air then.
Yeah.
But they're winning.
I still think Carr probably is back.
They're winning. He's doing well. He's 30. He might seem older. Been around a while, but he's 30.
He's closer to Rodgers in age than Rodgers is to Brady.
Six, seven years versus eight.
It's a lot easier, I think, to talk yourself into a guy who's pretty good, and he's being maybe even better this year than you thought he was, and he signed, and I don't have to give up, you know, whatever I've got to give up to get Rodgers or Will or Watson or whomever else, you know, might come free in the offseason. I would predict they've talked themselves into. I'm voting Carr hard here. Carr, I think, is back at the Raiders.
Brady is older than David Carr.
Come on.
David Carr is 42.
Wow.
Brady's 44.
Now I want this list. Quarterback Brady
is out of the game forever.
He's older than Lossman probably by five years, right?
Yeah. Lossman's 40.
By 4 years. He's 4 years older than Lossman. It's easy to do. What year did these guys come into the league? Brady is 2000. I went to a Michigan-Syracuse game at the Carrier Dome when I lived in Rochester, and Brady was the Michigan quarterback. So, like, that's easy. I know where I was in my life when I did that. He was coming out of college. Was that just me taking the opportunity to mention that I went to one of Brady's college games? Was that what that was?
I guess, yeah. Maybe. But it was very – It flowed. It didn't feel like a humble brag at all.
Until I said it was.
Yeah, I wouldn't have flagged it.
All right. I'll listen back to it. Cleveland is 8. Who is Cleveland's starting quarterback next year?
I still think it's Mayfield.
He would be the betting favorite.
I think Mayfield's more likely than Carr to be back on his team.
I might agree with that. It's the fifth year, right? They've got that in their pocket.
But what are the terms? Right? Like, they could like him the way the average fan likes him. That he's, you know, he's okay. He's pretty good. Ian Rappaport, hear that today? What a number, too.
What is wrong with these people? I think he said top nine quarterback.
He's eighth or ninth best quarterback in the league. Eighth or ninth. Probably the eighth or ninth.
Probably.
Like, if you have a whole ranking in your head, eighth or ninth, you couldn't just say top 10? He's probably the eighth or ninth best quarterback. You know how easy it is to name eight or nine quarterbacks better than Mayfield?
Yeah. Like, super easy.
Probably eighth or ninth.
There might be eight or nine in the AFC that are better than
him. The Bills have eight or nine quarterbacks better.
I mean, what are we talking about? No, there's probably not eight or nine in the AFC. But anyway, yeah. No,
well. Yeah. Allen, Jackson, Burrow, probably.
Sure.
Mahomes, of course. Herbert, 5. Maybe
Watson,
okay. Right? You could say some of these other guys we just talked about. Carr, Tannehill. Mm-hmm. Maybe you could get to that many.
Brady, older than Donovan McNabb.
I love just sprinkling that in.
Is he older than Justin Timberlake?
No.
No, right? No, it can't be. He can't be.
By the way, while I look, Justin Timberlake, one of the best bars on Nashville that I experienced this week.
Is called Justin Timberlake?
No, he owns it. It's called like 1230 Club or something. He's 4 years older than Justin Timberlake.
Yep, he is. I was wrong on that.
What team?
On really?
Yeah.
What we had Timberlake older than that?
I mean, I know we knew him when he was a little
really?
He was a boy because he was in a boy band. What? But wow.
Oh,
sorry.
I would have had him in his 30s.
I had him older than Brady.
But I don't think of him as. I'm gonna screw this up already. What band was he in?
NSYNC. No, he was not in Backstreet Boys.
NSYNC.
Oh, NSYNC.
Yeah,
wow,
like
sorry.
I don't go that far back. So he's like. Yeah. He's like a movie actor by the time like I know who he is. Like he's the goalie in that Mike Myers hockey movie.
Okay. I want him to be older than Brady because I've known who he is for so long.
Yeah.
That I feel like he should be older than Brady. But he's not. He's not even that close. Is he older than Donovan McNabb? Who's older, Jeremy or Justin Timberlake?
Timberlake.
Didn't Jeremy turn 40? Or no? Didn't he? I think he did. No? You guys don't know? All right. I don't know. I thought he did.
It's like I've missed
Jeremy turns on the show right now. We're talking about how old he is.
With the
he
Monday Night Football listening. Music underneath.
With the Monday Night Football.
He's been listening. He texted me that one sports book moved Derrick Henry's MVP odds from 40-1 to 8-1 after Monday night.
Yes, good job. Good job. Why don't I actually
AG
bet?
Sportsbook, maybe it was.
I say, why don't I actually bet? Here's the actual truth. I would have bet that last week, and then he probably still loses. But I would have gotten lots of juice out of it, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, oh wow, look how smart this guy is. I don't win. Like the year I bet Carolina, they won 15. McDermott's Carolina. That was my team. Didn't win. But they were. It was a great ride. Yeah. Who is Pittsburgh's opening day starter? Rodgers?
Yeah, I'll vote Rodgers.
Yeah.
All right.
Rodgers. It's Rodgers or it's. Would they go with maybe it's a first round rookie, like a mid range guy, for them?
A Mac Jones type.
Yes. Caleb Strong, I think I was in the odds the other day that I saw him. He
Caleb
would be second.
Strong.
Rodgers, I would put first, though, yeah.
Indianapolis would be Wentz, right?
I suppose, yeah.
New England is Mac Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Denver. Next year's starter.
I mean, that could be anybody.
Yep.
Pick a backup they can get for a sixth.
Yeah.
No. They just had that offseason.
Draft a guy.
Yeah.
I
think spending like, are they going to go for a second round guy again? Like, I just hate the way they evaluate quarterbacks. I hate anybody thinking a second round quarterback can be your franchise guy. You would have done it in the first if you really thought it. Like, they're the new Bills for that.
How many years have I been saying
they're
that?
Just going Edwards to Holcomb to Lossman? They're just.
What is their way out?
They're also Billsy in that they're probably too good to be picking right at the top.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
That's part of it. That's why Mike keeps saying it. Right? They trade for a whale, or die trying.
Tell me,
so like they're a hard one to answer. Like, you know, Watson, Wilson, Rodgers. I don't know. I think Rodgers. Like, I would think the favorite to land Rodgers should he leave Green Bay is Pittsburgh, because that just they've been holding hands here all season.
But we know Denver wanted him.
Yep.
Let's see what happens there. Like, Green Bay could win. I don't know. I just don't want to sort of assume that that's over, but that is what everybody has said. Russell Wilson is interesting.
Oh, yeah. Garoppolo.
Oh, yeah.
I say
that's
they're
perfect,
on Garoppolo.
Joe.
Yes.
That's perfect.
Guy just wins.
Yep.
Looks like he starts Sunday night. Trey Lance, again today, not practicing. And he might not have started the game anyway. All right, four more. Jets, Zach Wilson, no matter what.
Yeah.
Lawrence in Jacksonville?
Yeah.
Miami?
Watson. Oh, wait. No.
So like, interesting.
Like, I think they trade for Watson, but I would want to also believe he's getting suspended for next season.
And 16 is Houston. That's the only team we have left. Watson right now... Are you guys expecting him to be traded now, like in the next few days?
I'm still not. I mean, I just...
Are you expecting him not to be?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm gonna die on this. I mean, I make the same point every time it comes up, but I'm gonna die making that point, and then go, I can't believe it happened. If it happens, I just still can't. I just can't foresee a scenario where a team does that. I just can't. So I don't know. I know what it sounds like right now too, but you know, it sounded like Rodgers was going to get traded, which is why I was so sure he was going to get traded. I could just be all tangled up on both of those and just need to clear my head. Maybe I need to go for a walk.
You think
get
you
some
do?
Air. I don't know. I just can't believe a team will have a news conference announcing that guy and hold up a jersey and he's got 22 sexual assault civil lawsuits pending.
There will not be a news conference where anybody holds up a jersey. I think it's coming. There was another report today. I didn't know the reporter before today, but Sherry Quick, I believe, says, and she's got her outlets. I just quickly glanced at her bio a couple of hours ago, that the trade will be done by Tuesday at the latest. And it's complicated, she wrote. And yesterday's reports were there's a third team. And I think we figured out a couple things in our conversation yesterday, or I feel like I did. I don't know if you guys agreed with me, but one is the Dolphins for one team. Now is an okay time to do it. I think he gets suspended as soon as he is traded. The reason he hasn't been suspended is because it hasn't been necessary. because he wasn't going to play for Houston, and Houston wasn't going to fight him. So they haven't had to suspend him, but they will if he's traded, and I think whoever, whatever other team is involved knows that.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, man, I feel like that. I feel like that could get thrown out so easily, though. Like, if the NFLPA filed a grievance that you're suspending me because I'm being traded, like, Ed Werder had that today, that Watson's people don't believe a trade changes his eligibility in any way. Like, he's eligible now. He's the one saying I'm not playing. So why am I getting traded now and you're not letting me play? And I think that could get thrown out really easily.
It could be right, but I'm thinking differently. So not we'll see. I don't know. Maybe we won't see. If he's not traded, we won't see. Can't just say we'll see.
No, yeah, because if he doesn't get traded, we won't see. And then he will be suspended next year. I think it's more likely he's on the Dolphins next year, week one, and he is suspended.
He's not even suspended per se. He's on that. He goes on that list.
The commissioner is exempt list, right?
Until the situation gets settled, which it isn't about to be.
They will have to.
And then if he's found. You know, I mean, if he's convicted
charges,
of any of that, then he could get suspended on top of that. That's why I can't imagine a team trading assets for him right now. There's too much uncertainty about what his future is going to be. Like, you're right, Miami could know some of what could happen. Like, they might know and even agree, like, okay, fine, we'll trade for him, and you're going to make him exempt for the rest of the year. And then he can clear his name in the offseason, and then he's our quarterback for 2021. It already is 2021, for 2022. But you still don't know how that other stuff is going to turn out. Are you going to take his word for it? I mean, I just don't know how you can do it.
I think the Dolphins would know a lot more than we do.
100% agree. But I don't know that they can know everything.
Do they have to know everything to do it, though? Because I think they're desperate. I think they are, the GM, the coach, even the owner, they are living with the pain right now that they chose Tua over Justin Herbert. And I think those people are going to be acting in a desperate way where they're just going to do it to show everyone, like, eventually he's going to be on the field and we've got our guy.
Save us.
I definitely agree that they would know. They definitely know more than us. I mean, oh, my God. I don't think they can know what the outcome of the civil lawsuit. How can they know that?
They don't know more than we do when it comes to like what kind of plays to run.
Right.
So
I just don't know how you give up. I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. But you know, I recognize all the reporting that's happening, and I respect it. It all just blows my mind.
I think like for this, I would believe he's going to be on Miami start of next year, but it doesn't make sense to me. The timing's weird. That would happen now. Like, why are you doing it now? You're 1-5. Like, even if he is eligible to play for you next week, you're going to go 9-2 the rest of the way to make the playoffs with him?
It's a move for the long term.
Right.
The season is almost over already. They're the worst.
Well, you can easily, I mean, maybe you got to do it now so you beat everyone to him. And then you're rolling the dice that everything goes his way in February. But you can also just wait and then do this in February or March or April or whenever, like after he's been deposed and like all of that has happened and he has a chance to clear. And then, like, I don't know, maybe you think you get beat in the marketplace if you wait.
Yes.
If you're Miami. Oh,
they have an advantage now over certain other teams.
Yep.
The Eagles could be like the Dolphins or they might not. The Dolphins' advantage right now is they can live with saying their season's over. And some of these other teams like that have their quarterbacks of the future, like the Jets. So they're not in play if they even were. And Watson only wants to go to certain teams. He wants to go to Miami. So the Dolphins are in a certain advantageous position because, like, now they could trade for him and not use him. Tua goes to a third team. Like has been speculated because the Texans don't want him, that whether that's Washington or whoever, Seattle would be my guess. And then Watson sits, and the Dolphins don't have to wait until the offseason. They expect his situation to be resolved. They expect him to be put on the exempt list. I don't want to say suspended. They expect all that. They sort of know all that, and their plan is 2022. And Philadelphia or someone else who might like this idea that Watson would play for, whoever that is. I just know he wants to go to Miami. But some other team isn't going to do that now because their season is still alive, and the Dolphins isn't.
Right. But, yeah, good point. He has a no-trade clause. So, like, it can't Miami count on him wanting to go to them and not go anywhere else anyway?
Okay. Well, that's right. That's right. Let's get to a break. 803-0550, the number. We'll talk to John Clayton about this, among other topics, next hour. You can join us by phone. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
Well, we just spent more time on it. You know, when I did take over last year, I really made it a priority to focus on the 5-on-5 game. And, you know, even though I had been running the power play prior, I had to apologize to our assistant coaches that were starting to oversee it. I just couldn't give them the practice time that we felt we needed to stay sharp on the power play. We dedicated a lot to it, you know, early on and consistently through training camp, which helped bring a calm to our guys. But we've got to get better at it. Again, early season is one thing. As you progress, their defending gets better and their identity to get stronger. So we're definitely happy with the start, but we know there's more work to be done on it.
Sabres 3-0, Boston tomorrow here. And that game is only available TV-wise on ESPN+. Am I correct?
I believe Hulu as well.
ESPN+, Hulu. Like, you can't get it from MSG, and you can't get it. You can't get it from, like, the Sabres. There's not streaming or anything like that.
Right. And no like, regular over-the-air, or whatever, cable's not over-the-air, but no ESPN, like, regular ESPN. It's ESPN Plus, right.
You got to pay for it.
Well, you get, I think, somebody tweeted this at, boy, did they tweet at us, or maybe it was just at me, that if you have, you guys have Disney Plus at home, right?
Yes, there's a bundle involving those three things, right?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, that it all comes with Disney Plus. I don't think we have Disney Plus. I've got the ESPN thing on my own, freestanding. So I'm you know, I'm good there. But although I'm going to be in Canada tomorrow night, so that probably isn't going to work.
Canada, anyway. That place is open?
Canada, yeah.
They're open tomorrow night?
Canada is happening. Yeah, right. That's, yeah, we're going. We're going to go. Yeah. Leo and I got tested and we're clear. We've got the printouts. We've got everything. I've registered with the Arrive Canada app. Like, we're good.
What else? Do you have to have, I believe I read, you have to have a plan B in case something, like, I don't know, if you're positive up there or something. Don't you have to have like a, what, don't you have to designate what you'll do, where you'll stay, or something like that?
Yes. I was asked about that if it were to happen, and we do have access to a house.
Yep.
We're staying. The place that we used to have up there has been sold, but our neighbors, the Stickles, have not been back to Canada all year. Their son has been taking care of the place because he lives in Canada, and they've offered to let Leo and I stay there. So,
all right.
I could say credibly, like, honestly, if we did have to get stuck there, we could stay there.
You're all set.
Yeah.
And you have to cross within 72 hours?
Yeah.
Of the results? Or no, of when you were tested. But you have to get the results in that window.
Right. We were tested yesterday morning, and so we're all good.
And you can pay and get the results quickly, or not pay and take your chances.
I paid. I just couldn't. My wife set something up. And I was worried because she's out of town, and I was worried about not having the results in hand. I was very nervous about it. And this trip means a lot to all of us, John Gale, me and Leo, and Fred. Even Fred's excited. So I just didn't want to chance it, so I paid for a test that I would get the results quickly.
Yep.
And, you know, even though I had the leeway here, I mean, I had a couple days to get the results, but I got them today and we're all set. So, you know, provided everything goes okay at the border. I mean, I guess they could still choose to turn us away, but,
yes.
You know, we've got everything. Everything's lined up.
You know what, sir? Anyway. I don't have a reason, but I don't need one.
Right.
I see this badge.
They really don't.
They really don't.
it's their country.
That's how that works.
Yeah.
They get to decide.
So. I didn't mean to turn this conversation about where to watch or how to watch the hockey game into whatever, but I think I may miss tomorrow night's game because I don't think my ESPN, my experience with that sort of thing, trying to watch stuff streaming on ESPN, maybe soccer stuff other summers or Wimbledon or whatever, it doesn't work in Canada.
A friend of mine tweeted that he thinks TNT is doing a great job. Now, I can't ask you that because you wouldn't have seen it.
No.
Joe, have you watched a game on TNT?
Not in full, no, just a little bit.
Do you have any sort of sense of how they're doing?
It seems like it's going pretty well. I like the graphics, for one, are a lot better. The intermissions and such, I haven't really seen enough of yet, but I've seen positive reviews on, like, Twitter so far.
Yeah. All right, good.
Yeah. I did see highlights of the first week, so that was last Wednesday, and, you know, Barkley was there in the studio, and that's not going to be an all, you know, all-the-time thing. But what I saw of he and Gretzky together was, you know, listen, it wasn't break your, you know, just fall over laughing hilarious, but it was good. It was good sports studio television, in my opinion.
Holy
like,
cow.
Barkley was giving it to Gretzky, and, like, it was funny, you know? It was good.
Would I love to laugh at one thing ever said or done on a hockey broadcast, like a national hockey broadcast? Like, what are the odds of that? How long has that been?
Yeah.
Who would have been the last person to make me laugh on a national hockey broadcast for something they meant to have be funny?
Right, right.
I mean, I have no idea who that was or when that was.
Yeah.
Well, good for fans if that's going well. Is there a game on now? There wouldn't be a game on Thursday at like 4:40, right? There would not be a game on now.
No, I don't
I have
no,
chips.
Not outside of a pandemic. I don't think they have games at this time of the day.
I have chips. I want to watch something. I got chips.
But ESPN Plus has a million games tonight. Like, there's a
literally
big schedule of games
chip.
Tonight, and like almost all of them are on ESPN Plus.
What, Joe?
Literally just ate a chip.
I'm still eating a chip. Mm. You want some?
Not, what kind
I
do you
just,
got?
I just had a granola bar during the break if we're all talking about what we're eating.
I've got some spicy pickled pork rinds in here, too, if you want any of those.
Spicy pickled pork rinds. How does that happen?
I just got heartburn hearing you say that.
The trip is canceled. They're not letting you in with heartburn.
What?
I'm not eating those. Eating? They're just in here. I'm not eating them.
Wow.
But what's the story?
I think you gave them to me at some point. I tried one, and they've just been in here ever since.
Oh, is this because we talked to Billy White Shoes Johnson 5 years ago?
I remember this from a long time ago. I doubt things have changed in this way. We get, I mean, every day, emails from PR people anywhere, just anything. Most of the ones I get, I don't think they have any idea what our show is about. You know, they'd be about politics, mm-hmm. or they'd be about the economy. But I'm just on a list, so I get the email.
Yeah.
And I never respond to those, but I told you once that when it's like a sports request, even though it's usually a form letter kind of email, when they it's so annoying. They'll start like, or at the beginning of the email or at the end, it'll be like, hope you're well. Mm-hmm. Never met the person, no interaction ever in our lives, hope you're well. Hope you're well is reserved for people you know. I'm checking back in with you. It's been a long time. Hope you're well. Are you doing okay? What's new? Any of that. You have to have met before. Hope you're well is just so useless. It's just wrong because I don't know you. What do you mean you hope I'm well? What does that even matter? What changes here if I'm not? You're not gonna offer me Ken Houston if I'm not well? Like, do I have to be well to get Ken Houston on? What is it? Why write that? It's just disingenuous and even offensive. So anyway, the point was we talked about how, like, would you respond, whether hope you're well, forget that. Do you respond to these PR emails that are reaching out, finding out if we want so and so on? And you said, I never do.
I never, ever do.
You just immediately delete the email.
I just get rid of them right away. Even the sports ones, like you know, Dawson Knox has a hand injury. Oh my God, let's talk to some doctor about hand.
Hand doctor.
He's like, no,
right.
No, thank you. Like,
right.
I'm, you
That's
know,
a pretty good effort.
I don't know if these people are hoping that I'm well. I don't get in. I never even open the emails. I just delete them right away.
I will.
I haven't done this in a while, but I will, and I might need to do it again because I'm starting to get overrun. And you know how I hate to have stuff in my phone. I will go through and I'll unsubscribe to a bunch of services. But, you know, it always comes back. they just keep finding their way back. I mean, you know, it's fine. I mean, we're in a database. You know, we work on the radio. But I never ever write back.
Well, the pork rinds people, you know, we have interacted with them. She might actually wonder if I'm well, as if, like, if I'm not, what am I going to say? I'm not well? Like, whoever says that? What a waste of everybody's energy and time.
Well, listen, there's a move. You get one of those, and actually, you lead with, you know, like, if it ends with, hope you're well, sincerely, you know, whatever.
Stacy.
Dear Stacy. Thank you for asking, actually, and just lay on, like, this
5,000 words.
This hellacious paragraph after paragraph about all the things that are wrong, and have it even get, like, absurd, like, I can't find the hammer that I used to have, and my wife wants me to hang these pictures, and I'm really stressed out because our marriage is crumbling, and I'm trying to make her happy, and I haven't lost a hammer and my marriage isn't crumbling. It's a hypothetical. I just make it just the most absurd, unbelievable thing and then just hit send and see what happens.
Thanks for writing, Stacy. Oddly enough, I'm okay, but I haven't had feeling in either middle finger for 2 years.
Right.
To this point, it has gone undiagnosed. But it makes life a little bit more challenging.
For example.
For example.
I can't be sure if I'm actually flipping off drivers who cut me off anymore because I can't feel my middle fingers.
Bullet points. Examples of how your life is more challenging if you have no feeling in either middle finger. All she's trying to do is get White Shoes Johnson back on the radio in Buffalo.
And give you some pork rinds.
Hey, you open the door. Hope you're well. Sorry, guess what? I don't sleep through the night. Why? I mean, hope you're well. It's the worst. PR is the worst. So pork rinds. Pork rinds has been Jack Youngblood. We love pork rinds. They've been Jack Youngblood and Billy White Shoes Johnson. Yep. Both were nice, easy conversations. It was really cool. And now it's like Ken Houston and Mel Renfro, maybe. Two, you know, long time. Houston might be in the Hall of Fame. Maybe they both are. Long time NFL stars. And I just, you know, I thought, not really. You know, I mean, nothing against those guys, but I don't think we need to do it. So I have not responded to it. But she did. Yeah. They did send us pork rinds. That's why Joe has pork rinds.
The things I miss out on.
He said it in a way that made me think he was actually eating them.
Yeah, right.
But it said it's a bag that I gave him 2 months ago that's still in there.
That nobody wants any part of.
Right.
Part of,
yeah. I have beer for you too, Bulldog, by the way. I just have to see you.
Wow. This is a
friend of mine,
a great segment.
A new friend of mine they just opened a restaurant on the island, Taquito Lindo, and they collaborated with 12 Gates on a Pancho Bia beer. There's a new Bill's beer. And I don't know if it's like official Bill's or anything, but like this new beer. And
I've had that.
It's like a Mexican lager. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
He gave me a 6-pack for you.
Yeah. That's nice. I appreciate that. My friend Harmo brought that over. Harmony brought that over maybe for the Steelers game he was over for the first half of. Anyway.
It was cool. This was today. And the guy was like, give this to your partner. Like, I will.
Oh, that's
and my wife
nice.
And I walked out. We were there for lunch. We walked out of the restaurant and she says, how are you going to do that? How are you going to do that? Give the beer to you. Like, how am I going to do that? Like, I don't know. I haven't figured that out yet. I'll probably have to go to his house.
That's all right.
You know, that's right. That's right.
We can do that.
No, that's probably what will happen.
Yeah. Or I could come get it from you at one of your daughter's hockey games sometime.
Oh, that would be good too.
Yeah. Not this weekend because I'm going to be in Canada.
No, right.
But yeah.
All right. Why don't we just figure that out on the side here?
I am very sorry to like I just said it and I want to keep saying I'm going to be in Canada this weekend.
All right, that sounds good. I'm going to finish this chip.
Man.
John Clayton coming up in 15 minutes. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR. Talk some NFL here in a moment, and then with John Clayton first. A reminder, play the Rocket Mortgage Pro Football Pick'em Contest. Text PICKS to 20357. Pick the winner of each week's games. There's $1,000 up for grabs each week. Week 7 starts tonight, Denver at Cleveland. Cleveland a small favorite, but you don't need to worry about the spread. It can help you to determine who you think should win, but of course it isn't foolproof or anything. You just have to pick the winner. That's all we do in the Rocket Mortgage Pro Football Pick'em Contest. Text PICKS to 20357 to play. Chicago at Tampa Bay Sunday. Last week, Bears running back Damian Williams missed the game. He was on the COVID list. He tested positive, I guess, and did not play. That was known days before their game against the Packers. So rookie Khalil Herbert did the job. David Montgomery's already out with an injury. With these, you often see the player back the next week. In the case of Damian Williams, he's not been at practice, wasn't there yesterday, and wasn't there today. And the report today is that the earliest he can be cleared is Saturday because he is not vaccinated. Williams opted out last year. Now, we know there's not a straight line there with the vaccine and that choice. Some guy there, he wasn't the only one last year to not be vaccinated and also opt out of the season. But that is the situation here, so it's not known whether he'll play against the Buccaneers. Damian Williams, who might have deserved the Super Bowl MVP award 2 years ago. He was great in that game against the 49ers for the Chiefs. Also has played for Miami. We'll have John Clayton on next. Bills at the bye. You have something?
No, it can wait. I can do it here. I wanted it. It has nothing to do with football. I hope that's okay. I told a story a few weeks ago about the Sabres and like the season ticket inquiry and like it took a month. I wanted to compliment them about something because I've had a problem with this first cropped up for me when we were sent passes for parking for the Steelers game, which we ended up not using anyway. But I found out I couldn't access. There was some reason because that all works through Ticketmaster in some way, and I have a Ticketmaster account, and it works fine. Like, I use their app, and I can use their web browser and whatever, but for some reason, getting access to any, Bills or Sabres stuff was not working for me, and I got Sabres tickets sent to me from work yesterday, and I kept getting an error message. I could not get to where I could access them and accept them and save them and put them in my Apple wallet and all that stuff. And I emailed with them yesterday, late afternoon, and they were very prompt getting back to me and offered a couple solutions, neither of which worked, and said, well, call us tomorrow. So I called today, and Melissa over there solved my problem very easily. There was a lock on my account, going from them to Ticketmaster. She didn't know why, but she was able to fix the situation for me. And I mean, it was just a super easy and pleasant transaction. And I just wanted to compliment Melissa in the Sabres ticket office because they were very helpful to me today.
All right. Good to hear it. Next game tomorrow night, Boston is here. The Sabres are on the road for the first time this season, Saturday, at New Jersey, also a night game. Again, John Clayton after sports here on WGR.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.